WHM KO4NUE. M4WHM, monitoring.
Bill, KN4TFW.
Hello this afternoon, how are you?
Yep, doing well. Made it over to the hump and headed to the house.
Well, only two more days, then it'll be the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, Mama was supposed to be off on Sunday. She might have to work now, so might have the weekend to myself.
Don't get in no trouble if you do. I ain't got a per se work, but I'm volunteering at the UGA football game Saturday night as we play South Carolina, so that ought to be fun.
There might be some partying involved and you working the radio on the first aid thing, aren't you?
I imagine there's going to be some partying, that's for sure.
The best football team will be about who can party the best.
Partying, as long as they're happy, I can work with them. If they get unhappy, then, well, we'll just have to let the nearly 500 law enforcement agents that'll be there deal with them. They say during a Georgia football game we have the densest population of law enforcement than any place in the country for those 4 to 6 hours.
That's a lot.
Everywhere. I mean, it's all the State Patrol, all the GPI, all the local sheriffs and police departments, anybody in Georgia that wants to volunteer comes up. And for the big games, there's a crowd of them.
All that traffic.
It's a mess. I guess they enjoy it, though. I mean, that's what they do for a living, so they might as well get a little fun out of football while they're doing it.
So how was your day? It was good?
Off with a bang. I overslept, left the house, had to get gas, didn't stop for gas until about 30 minutes into my hour trip. And as I went to get gas, I said, oh, I left my phone at home. So I got out, put the pump in the tank, went to reach for my wallet, and went, my wallet's at home too. So I turned around and come back home and work from home today.
On the radio this morning, and man, you would have thought your dog would have woke you up, told you it was time to get up. That's how mine does.
The problem is, I got up at normal time at 4:30. Took the dog out at 5, got my shower, and about 6 o'clock, I said, man, I'm tired. Then I laid on the bed, and next thing I knew, it was after 7 o'clock.
You gotta hate it when that happens. But your body said you needed it, right?
Exactly what my boss man said when I called and told him. I said I just couldn't get it together this morning. So, because I was in a rush, and that's how I left my wallet and phone. And I got there, and I was like, well, I can either go home or go to work and not have enough gas to get home because I ain't got no money. You know, nowadays you don't tote much cash, and what cash I had was in my billfold. So I didn't have much of a choice.
That one, and I hate it when my day starts out that way. One time I was riding my motorcycle and got, I don't know if I failed to look at the weather or what, got all the way to Greenville, and bottom fell out, got soaking wet, had to turn around and go back home, change clothes, get in the truck, fuel it up and everything, and get on to work.
That kind of stuff just makes for a, what to me feels like a rushed and confusing day, so that's why once I got home, I just decided I'd stay. I had plenty of Zoom calls to keep me busy. I've been on Zoom about 6 hours today, so That was enough.
Me engaged on that Zoom stuff, I'll be falling asleep.
Problem is, I was leading most of these, or having a big part in them. They were all technical project discussions, so I didn't have much choice but to get in it and stay on it. The one that wasn't technical, I'm trying to reorg my department and get some raises for some people. So other than that, it was all boring technical stuff.
Except for the raise part. Everybody needs one of those.
And I try to get everybody as much as I can, as often as I can. And I take advantage of every opportunity. I've always done that. I've always been taken care of. So I always try to take care of those that work for me.
The ones that are working, because you got so many that don't want to work, you know? And it just is making it difficult on the rest of us.
What I told them, I said people are having all these hiring bonuses and paying all this, you know, extra money for low-end jobs. I said, you got people that make as much at McDonald's as some of the entry-level employees here, and I said, that's just not right. And I said, regardless of the situation, I said, we need to take care of these people and do a market analysis and get them paid right. Because the state is notorious for paying low, but they've gotten better in the last few 3 to 5 years about doing market surveys and matching close to market rate. So.
FW. Yeah, it's a good one. A company does that, you know, sees what the rate is for other companies and that, doing similar things and that, and try to even everything out.
If you got good employees that are working today, you need to do something to keep them, because chances are you're not going to find anybody. And people that are looking are willing to give, you know, a decent salary to get somebody that's got several years experience and already knows the university system. So, you know, it's interdepartment, sort of like clans stealing from each other. And the only way you can combat it is get them a salary that is beyond the reach of the others.
And then I just found out today there's a glass shortage. And then I've been trying to get some glass jars, and now they're saying that they're having a glass shortage. It's like trying to figure out what we don't have a shortage of.
On the Lanier repeater in Gainesville, Georgia this morning, and they were talking about a latex shortage. And that latex, you know, I mean, it's in more things than you would think, but they said that's latex is what is causing the asphalt shingle shortage, because that's what they make the foundation layer to put the shingle on.
Kinds of, you know, the ingredients and everything for all different things are just a shortage. There's, you know, the lab is just the regular chemicals they use every day for testing. There's a shortage there. There's a shortage of, like you said, you know, glass and latex and gloves and filters and, man, you name it. Everything's just going downhill really quick.
I'm trying to put in some security camera systems since December and can't get the hardware. I've tried different cameras, different manufacturers, different suppliers, and they all tell me we can put it on order and, you know, back order it, but don't know when it'll come in. And I mean, I'm 6 months in, and we got a partial order yesterday of some of the archive servers, but cameras, not a single one.
A lot of that stuff comes out of China nowadays, or parts of it are made out of China, and you know, you're having boats issues and dock issues and truck transportation issues, and everybody's just behind. It's going to take years to get caught back up.
Yeah, I agree there. I don't see it fixing itself anytime in the very near future. I was talking to one guy on the 670 repeater Gainesville, and he said he was had an order he put in that was sort of promised to him by second quarter of this year, and now they're saying maybe sometime next year, no given date at all. And he works in customized machinery parts for special projects across the country, and it's about to put him out of business.
Came to work on my AC the other day. One of them, he had a couple of jobs lined up, but couldn't get no pieces and lost them.
It's crazy, that's for sure. I'm even noticing, you know, ham radios are getting hard to find new. If they have them, they only have one or two, or if they sell out, they don't know when they're going to get more. I've been thinking about buying a combo HF, UHF, VHF radio, and I can't decide between ICOM and Yaesu, and I hope by the time I decide, they'll still be there to buy.
It'd be summertime before you got it. That was like me. I think I settled on that 991 is the one that I was looking at, but I like my 450D, but one that would do all of it would be really nice.
91 or 991A, I can't remember the model numbers now, but at Yaesu, it seems like a pretty good radio. That's the one I'm leaning toward. I just need to make the commitment and buy it. I want to get it and use it as put it in a go box and make me up one of them.
Need to do like parks on the air or something.
Think about parks on the air and also volunteering for events that need communication, sort of like what I'm doing with the football, maybe even some disaster relief with the one of the agencies, whichever one. I'm tied into several, but I got to get the equipment first. I figure once I get the equipment, finding a place to volunteer won't be a problem.
Everybody can use the help nowadays, for sure.
This is going on down there in Louisiana, even with this new little hurricane that come ashore and spun over top of them. I mean, they're just still getting pounded with rain, and there's hundreds of thousands of people without power. And I mean, it's just a mess down there. And the during the hurricane, I monitored the hurricane net, and that's one of the few things that was still getting information out. The AT&T FirstNet, which is the first responders network, it went down too because the main station got underwater, and it's quote unquote guaranteed to be up, but when you're 4 foot underwater, nothing's going to work.
See, when you're dealing with Mother Nature, KN4TFW.
BHM. You're right about that. Mother Nature has her own way, and I was reading an article, caught my eye about wildfires and everything, and I'm like, well, you know, wildfires have been going on since the earth began, and you burn it off, and the rain washes it off, and straightens out or turns rivers, does whatever it does, and we try to build levees and dams and everything, and we can't control it. I mean, they're talking about the Colorado River now. It's down so much Lake Mead out there at the Hoover Dam, they're concerned it's going to get so low they won't be able to get drinking water out of it.
And that thing holds a lot of water.
We were out there in the mid-90s when it was full, and beautiful lake, and it was full and beautiful, pristine, and now it's got a ring around it, and I don't know how far it's down. It's probably halfway down. It's in bad shape. I think about the only lake that is still full is Lake Tahoe up there. I was there a couple of years ago. That's a beautiful place, too.
Lived down in Colorado, worked for the water department. They don't have any natural water there in Colorado Springs to speak of, and they pipe their water in from hundreds of miles away from other lakes, you know, and it's stored in mountain lakes and, you know, use that. But we only had storage for 100 million gallons, and the city used 150 a day. So, I mean, if you ever got low there, you'd be really hosed over.
Georgia just got through with a lawsuit with Alabama and Florida about water. I don't understand it all, but it was something to do with the way we have dams that are, you know, holding back water and how much we let through and what the flow rate is. But they were wanting to basically pipe in, put in a pipeline and take water directly from some of the reservoirs, and Georgia said no, and I think Alabama sued Georgia, and I mean that was tied up in a lawsuit for 7 or 8 years, and it just has come out where luckily they said no, you can't pipe into another state and take their water just because you don't have it. You got to work out an agreement.
Yeah, they talk about global warming and melting all the icebergs and everything. Surely there'd be enough water.
You'd think, but I don't know. There's a lot of scenarios and crazy scenarios that don't make much sense to me. One thing seems to lead to another just like that, but it doesn't, so it makes you wonder. I mean, and back on Mother Nature, I was watching the news, and they were talking about the wind was blowing so hard when that hurricane come in that the Mississippi River started flowing backwards. A mile-wide river flowing backwards is quite a feat, and Mother Nature was showing she was in charge.
Water, you really can't do anything about it. You know, you can try to hold it back, but it ain't going to. Eventually, you're going to lose, for sure. KN4 TFW.
Bill, they said the Gulf Stream had actually reversed for a little while down there where that was at, in Gerald TR.
Got it. You get 100-plus mile-an-hour wind sustained for that long, it's going to make a change. And it can't help but change things. So, but good to hear you, Tom. We're just chattering, so join on in.
Tom, I'm going to have to jump out. I just have arrived at the house. Dog's going to want to go for a walk. And that's, I say 73 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend, an evening. And I'll catch you again another time. KN4 TFW.
Okie doke. Talk to you down the line. Yeah, Bill, I heard that. I never heard of such a thing as that reversing.
Jeez, my friend. Have a good day. But yeah, Tom, yeah, I'd never heard it. They said it was flowing so hard it was white capping, and just unbelievable sight. So, and for it to change the jet stream, that had to be a lot of wind and over a large area.
I know it mess with the jet stream, but I heard him say the Gulf Stream in reverse and that Mississippi in reverse. I thought, my God, I never heard of something that powerful. But I suppose it did. Well, I'm sitting here and I just addressed an envelope to a fella in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll mail that tomorrow.
Yada things to do.
I flunked up John Phonics, you know.
I can't even spell Phonics, so that leaves me out. It starts with a F, right?
Supposed to run down and shut the ice cream freezer off when it stalled, and I just picked up the mic and it stalled. So Bernice went down to get it, and she just finished making some pie dough cinnamon rolls. That's with the excess pie dough, and I snarfed them down, and then she just finished a French apple pie, which is like making two pies. So the kitchen sort of looks like Hurricane Katrina just come through.
Picture that pie, and now that you say you got ice cream, that's just, that's almost wrong.
Well, sounds pretty good to me, Bill. I didn't realize it was that hard when I asked her to make that one. She asked me what I'd like, and I said a French apple pie. It's different. But, oh my gracious, it's delicious. It's got a custard underneath the apple pie, sort of. That's what I call it. I don't know. All I know is it's like none I ever ate, and it's delicious. I guess it's such a pain to make. She don't make it that often, but she done a good job, I think.
Sure, it's going to be delicious. I got no doubt there. I can't imagine her making something that wouldn't be.
You want to say hi, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
How you doing? Hope you doing well. Don't you spoil Tom now.
Too late.
I agree.
Yep, what are you going to get? Oh, it's a taste of the homemade ice cream. I have to give it a pass. It's always delicious. That storm looks like it's stirring up some atmosphere up here even. I'll be glad when the humidity stays down. It says it's 85 up here and 59% humidity and 88 heat index. Well, I went down and put up a perch for our local hawk that comes in and looks at our chickens every day. And I was up there on my coax, and I was trying to figure a way to make him a way that he could land there but not land on my coax. And so I got up there and put a little 2x2 up there. And that tree, I cut it off several years ago, that stub, the termites are working on it pretty seriously. So there's a hole down the center of it, so I sprayed some bite-thin from down the hole. Maybe it'll give it a few more years. Because I got Kellum Grips up there holding my super loop antenna up.
Wouldn't want that to go. I might have to rig you up, make you a little concrete pillar, replace it with.
We bought a flagpole down at Harbor Freight. And, here she comes with a sample here. And it is telescoping, and I recommended it to my son-in-law's dad. He lives over on Gap Creek Road, kind of on a hill, and he has a lot of high winds there, and it's never failed him yet. The flags get tore up, but that flagpole's still standing, and he had trouble with that, so I think that's what I'll replace it with. All I need is something to support those Kellum grips that hold that coax up there.
Flagpole will do it, and if it's telescoping, that'll make it easy. I got a flagpole in the front yard. I've put up about a year ago. I've been wanting one for a long time and finally just said, I'm going to buy one. So I bought one that's rated for heavy wind. It's a good heavy-duty, thick walls. So far, knock on wood, it hadn't had any issue with any of the wind we had. And we've had some sustained winds or gusts up to 35 to 50 miles an hour in the last year and a half or so since I put it up, and it's still standing straight.
The wind sucked, so I bought one about 2 or 3 months ago, and when it gets cooler, I'm going to put that up out there. I might hang it on that pole. I don't know why, I just always wanted one. Amazon had them dirt cheap, so I got that. And the flags are the weak point. I put the flags up in Kansas after our janitor got disabled, and I'd go out and put the flag up most every day, or somebody would. I just kind of volunteered for it, but boy, I'd have to replace that flag every 6 months, and I was buying good ones from Bolas School Supply, and that Kansas wind, it'd just eat those things.
Keep whipping in the wind, they'll fray up in a hurry. I've got one I put up right now is about a year old, and it was it's a good U.S.-made flag, and it's got the embroidered stars, and it's not one of the cheap nylon ones. So it's still got good color and has lasted well. The one that come with it was that they give you per se was a little cheap nylon flag, and it didn't last 3 months.
Yeah, they're usually Kena products. That always galled me, but oh well. It's funny, you pick up a hat. There's a hat lady down at Greenville Clinic, and she has a nice assortment, but hasn't been there the last few times I've been in, which I only go in about every 6 months, usually. And I think this COVID thing prevents her from being there. And they're always made in some foreign country, but you don't have a lot of choice in things like that. Heck, half the shirts in Kohl's are made in Vietnam.
Back in the 90s when they shut down all the shirt factories and cloth factories and mills in this part of the country, it all went to either Mexico or China, Taiwan, Vietnam, Singapore, somewhere. And no more made in the U.S. Because we had, Hartwell was a mill town, and we lost about 4,500 jobs when they all shut down in the 90s.
A bunch. I know they lost a bunch here. Well, Bill, I spelled Hartwell, H-A-R-T-W-E-L-L. I just assumed that. I didn't look it up. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe the post office didn't flunk hooked on phonics. Well, I see there's a large, I guess going to be a hurricane coming off of Africa. They're saying it's going to go out wild to the right. I hope it does. My neighbor's in the future here. He's got some vacation time coming, and I think he's going to wind up there north of Myrtle Beach someplace up there, and I sure hate to see that screw that up. They wait all year for that.
One, if it's the one you're talking about that's about halfway across the Atlantic, they're saying it's going to turn and just go north. They said it's going to cause some rip currents, but it shouldn't really impact the U.S. with any real weather or anything, just make some rip currents and maybe a few rainstorms.
It looks like. I was was watching Chris Justice here, and there's another one on the African coast that hadn't yet hit the water, and it looks pretty solid, too. Well, they've had a lot of them this year, haven't they?
It's been a very active season, and to be really kind of early in the season, we've had a lot of major hurricanes. We've been lucky no more have hit the U.S. than they have.
We'll have rain Thursday and Friday, I think. Oh, well, I got the grass mowed, so we're in good shape on that. Oh, shoot. So you're off work now, aren't you? Or will be in about 6 minutes, or you get off earlier than that?
On the day. I had a hard time getting started this morning. Went off, left my phone and my billfold. Tried to get gas, and that's when I figured out I didn't have my phone or my billfold. And I had enough gas to either go to work or come home, and I'm like, well, if I go to work, I can't get home. So only option is go home. And when I got home, because I was halfway to work, I said, I'm not going to drive 2 hours and something just to get to work. So I had a call at 9 o'clock, so I just come on home and got on Zoom and been here ever since.
So instead of Mr. William McGee, it is Mr. William Biden?
Now, Tom, I thought we were friends.
Bernie said he's going to kill you. Well, I was just commenting on the forgetful. I told you the other day about, Webster, when he wrote that letter for Perfect, who that involved there, and I've never made that mistake.
Yeah, and on top of forgetting my billfold and phone, the reason I forgot it is I was rushing out the door because after I got the dog out and my shower and got dressed, I laid on the bed and said, I'm just going to lay here a minute. I was ahead of schedule, and when I come back to, I had been on the bed for an hour and a half, so I was fit to be tied.
It happens with that rare disease, that AGE, Bill. Boy, you was batting 1,000 today. Well, I woke up at 12, and I woke up at 1, and I took 2 Tylenols before I went to bed, and then I woke up at 3:30 and took 2 Tylenols. Well, usually I wake back up at 6:15, something like that, or 6:30. And Bernice came in and woke me up. What time was that? About 7:20? And I was supposed to, those Coraid pills, those heart pills, you're supposed to, they got a half-life of 12 hours, so 7:15 is when I'm supposed to take it. So I got up and barreled in here and took my pills, but, man, did I sleep hard and wake up hard. I don't know, Bill. I think it's got something to do with the humidity and the hot weather and all that. Even though we're not out in it a lot, I did go out there quite a bit today. But I drank one of those, what do you call those things, Bernie? Yeah, Frappuccinos from Starbucks. It's, we get them over at Sam's. They're a little jar of basically caffeine, I think. So I was able to stay out longer than normal today.
That had your heart rate up and your blood flowing good. So, yeah, you probably did have lots of energy. And that caffeine working on your old brain, if you don't drink them often, when you do drink them, they work well. I have to stay away from them. I drink Diet Mountain Dew, and I drink more than I should, and I have more caffeine than I should, but those Frappuccinos and iced coffees, they don't agree with me. They send my heart a-racing.
Does Mountain Dew's high caffeine. I never have liked Mountain Dew, and I never, ever even tasted an energy drink. I don't know what they're like, but this is just Starbucks iced coffee, I guess, isn't it, Bruce? And it's in a little glass jar. Problem being, it's 190 calories, so that's even more than a Coke. But, I like those things. That's about the only thing I care about from McDonald's. They have those that are like crushed ice, and it's, don't they call that a Frappuccino, Bernice? A Frappe? Ooh, those are good. And they'll give you a brain freeze so quick your head will spin.
Yeah, I like them. I like the ones you get at the store. I like the ones you get at Starbucks. I like them. I have to stay away from them, but I sure do like them. And, the ones you get at the store in the little glass jar, like I said, they got, I don't know, milk in them or something. I mean, it's a high-calorie, high-sugar, high-energy drink. They sure are good. But we've got, of course, Starbucks on campus, and I'll go by there and get me a vanilla Frappuccino, and it's almost like a milkshake. And you have to drink it slowly, or like I said, you'll have one in brain freezes and be making all kind of faces.
Yeah, they will, boy. And Bernice and I, we get a... Oops, I dropped my glasses there, Mom. We get the smallest one you can get, and then we split it. And she feeds me like a baby when I'm going down the road because I don't like to mess with that stuff. But very rarely do we get the one because there's usually a line at any of these drive-thrus now, and I won't wait on those. I'd love to go down to Chick-fil-A once in a while, but there's a line there every time, and I ain't waiting in line. But they are good. When I was younger, Bill, from the time my second job, I guess, I think I carried a Pepsi with me or a Coke for the next 32 years. It's a wonder I got any stomach left.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, I understand. I keep a... I don't like regular Mountain Dew. I only like Diet Mountain Dew, and I don't drink it because it's diet. I just actually like the taste of it better. The other one is too sweet. But, I got a bad habit of having one of those with me all the time.
I had one of them big glasses and some ice in it and carried it around with me from machine to machine when I was working. I think I switched to Coke later on, didn't I, Bernice? And I don't even care about Pepsi anymore, but jiminy. Today was the first day I bought a Sprite in ages, but my stomach was messed up a little this morning. I took three ibuprofens, and I shouldn't have. But I was hurting pretty bad. But the sodas, I just... haven't drank those for years now. It's a wonder I didn't weigh a ton. I think I got up to about 210, something like that one time. And most of the time I was around 160 pounds. Now I'm about 178, I guess. But I drank a lot of Coca-Cola. And I still like Coke, but I bet I don't get one every 3 or 4 months, if that. And all these stories about them, eating the silver off a spoon, eating up a chunk of beef and all that, that's all BS. I don't buy that. But they sure were good back in the day. I guess that's what gave me the energy to go, Bill. Send 0TR.
Well, I used to love, growing up, we would go over to the local garage in the community. And, of course, they had a Coke box, and we'd reach in there, and we'd, me and my daddy, when I was, 7, 9 years old, something like that, We'd reach in there and we'd get us one of those little small bottle Cokes, you know, 6.5 ounces or 12 ounces, whatever it was, and get that. And he'd get a pack of peanuts, and I'd get usually a something, candy bar, Cheetos, and that was our Saturday treat. He would gossip, and I'd play with the engine lift. I used to drive the old mechanic John crazy. Me and my cousin would be over there, and him and my daddy would be over there, and we'd be running rampant, you know. It was good times.
Yeah, I'd take my dad's lunch over to him on my bicycle over at the shops, they called it, the Kansas Southern Shops, when he was hustling and helping in the yards there. He was a fireman at the time, and they'd always go up and take a break and get the Coke machine, and a bottle of Coca-Cola was a nickel, and then they'd get into a bidding war on which one of those Coca-Cola bottles was made at the farthest away bottling plant.
I used to play that game, drink that glass bottle, or either look before you opened it, see where it was made, when, and whoever had the one would buy. And they were a quarter when I was a little one, so a little bit more than a nickel, but a lot cheaper than they are today.
Over there at the Little Rebel, they got a sign up there, Coca-Cola 5 cents. And you'll have to come up sometime. We'll run over there and I'll buy you lunch or whatever. They have a real nice home style cooking, and it's only about 3 or 4 miles from here. Anyways, Bill, gotta go. I'm gonna have a short supper tonight. I think scrambled eggs and pork and beans is what I requested, because I've been snacking this afternoon. And by the way, I can't drink anything that's diet. It makes me sick in my stomach. And I can tell a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi from the regular in a second. And it doesn't agree with me. I don't know why. I guess it's aspartame or whatever they put in them nowadays. Bill, good talking to you. Have a good night. And keep a lookout for this here envelope. I don't know, snail mail? There's no telling when you'll get it, if you get it. The 73's Bill, N4WHM, N0TR.
You have a good evening, Miss Bernice. You have a great evening. And before I forget, did Bernice ever make her one of them antennas for her phone from that picture I showed her?
Bernice don't remember the picture, Bill.
I emailed it or texted it to you, but it was basically you took your cell phone and you just wrapped aluminum foil around the top of it and made you about a 2-foot-long antenna out of aluminum foil after we were talking about the aluminum foil and the TV antennas that day. I'll look back for it and send it again. It was kind of funny. But 73's, my friend. As always, be safe. Y'all have a great evening. Talk to you down the line. N4WHM, I'm clear.
Sir, clear and QRT.
XPX, N4WHM, you still there?
Patrick.
Dive out on you earlier.
All right, you're a working man. You gotta hustle when you can.
How you do, but still. Hated to cut it short, but I needed to get on with it, so I was running behind today.
Today and headed north?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm heading into Traveler's Rest right now.
Festival and Traveler's Rest coming up maybe this weekend or next, or I don't know. Jana saw it something on TV or Facebook, and she was talking about she sure would like to go to that festival in Traveler's Rest, so I'm going to have to find out exactly when it is, and if it's next weekend, I'll definitely carry her. If it's this weekend, I got to work the football game Saturday night, so that'll put a cramp in my weekend for doing anything else.
of anything going on right offhand, but maybe somebody else does.
I'll ask her about it. She talked about it two or three times, so that was dropping the hint that I needed to take her. So, and Travel's Rest, it's not that far of a ride.
They got full for Greenville, I think, this weekend, Bill. Hi, Patrick. I can't stay. I've got to get over here and eat my chow in 0TR.
Yeah, you want to go down into an open event into the most infected county in the state. Oh, yeah. K4 VWA.
Not me, Steve. Ain't happening.
Not me either. How y'all doing? Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Tom. I'm doing okay. Tom, go enjoy your meal. Miss Bernice fixed you.
Made him a pie and some homemade ice cream, too. So he's just getting spoiled more and more every day.
We'll have got it made, I'll tell you. Well, hey, Patrick, I flew my Cessna 182 for the first time today, bud. It flew perfect. I tell you what, thanks to my buddy Dave, W4DJW, for my programming. Man, it was just sweet.
You've been working on all last week, didn't it?
I finally got it in the air, and it was perfect. Listen, I got a phone call, guys. I'm going to step out on you. KN4BWA, clear.
This is back to me and you, Patrick. So, not that that's a bad thing. I get tickled, which I do the same thing, but I'll be talking and a phone will come in and you jump off talking talk on the phone, and then you get on the phone and hear the radio and jump on the radio. It's hard to keep up with what's most important.
Have you thrown your call
flat
out on your phone call yet?
As much as I hate to admit it, I have ended a phone call by going, this is M4WHM, I'll be clear. And so saying goodbye, I've done it.
I have too, so don't worry. You're not the only one.
I could think we could keep that stuff straight, but like I said, there's so much going on in your head. It gets confusing at times. But, well, how'd your day end up? You do all right?
Ended up pretty good. It started off awful slow, though.
Like we was talking about earlier, you got to watch out for that boss man of yours. He'll be calling you in about a sales meeting and telling you about where your numbers are at and how you got to get more.
Find something else. I just don't know what I'm going to do with him.
My teeth or my hair in the morning, I'd give him a talking to. Just tell him what you think. I don't think he's got the nerve to fire you.
But, seeing how I'm the only employee.
The best employee, best salesman, best customer service rep in the company.
But that still ain't saying much.
I agree with that now. You seem to care about what you do, and that means a lot to a lot of people, I'm sure.
What I do, I was beginning to second guess myself there why I had the trailer toward the end, what I was going to do, because getting pretty beat down by it.
That was a rough 4 to 6 months for you, I know. And all the issues and delays and... But it all worked out in the end. I'm glad it did. It usually does. And we just have to let time take its course and sit back and enjoy the ride.
But I kept telling myself, just keep doing your thing, it'll all work out. But after about 8 months, I started to second guess that, will it work out?
I hadn't been in that particular situation, but I've been there where for a few months I've thought, am I really doing the right thing and am I at the right place? But usually that'll pass. It always has. And I do enjoy what I do and I enjoy where I work. So I guess I'll give it another 8 years and then hang it up. Do something I want to do for fun.
And I can hang on and do what I'm doing for another 16 years, or excuse me, 14 years, and I'll be 60 at that point, and that's when my goal is to retire, or at least semi-retire.
At 60, I'm hanging it up, because I'll have just shy of 25 years with the state, and the way our pension system works, you can start drawing at age 60, so that's my intent, is to let them pay me to sit at home and do what I want to do. As much as I love my job, it ain't what I want to do for my life. I want to get out and do things and volunteer and just do it when I want, get ready to go, and if I don't want to go, stay home.
I'd like to be able to go more and do a little volunteering and help other people out. I enjoy doing that kind of stuff. And you learn a lot by doing it, too.
And you meet a lot of good people. There's being active in ham radio, you meet a lot of good people just like you. So even though we've never met face-to-face, I feel like I know you well and proud to know you. So, and that's the same for several others. But if you don't get out one way or the other, you don't see what's going on around you and know what's going on and can't grow. If you're not growing, you're regressing.
And I appreciate the compliment, Bill. I'm glad to know you too, met you. I had quite a few good conversations with you, and we've learned a lot together over that DMR stuff, so that's been fun.
I believe in most situations you can find common ground with anyone if you try. And when it's a fun hobby, it's even easier. And speaking of DMR, I hadn't played on it in about a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. I need to fire it up and make some contacts on DMR. I might do that tonight.
Keep in mind in here in the truck when of a morning after the group gets off or like this ride home, I'm not doing anything else or nobody else is here. I'll listen to it. Or make a few contacts on it. So I've been enjoying it throughout the day occasionally.
That's what it's good for. I've enjoyed it. I was reading an article in, I don't know, one of the magazines I get, and it was titled, "Is DMR Really Ham Radio?" And to me it is. I mean, it's no different than D-Star or rest of them or Echo Link or anything. So to me it is more of just an advanced version of Echo Link. But I've enjoyed making contacts around the world. And it's just another tool in the toolbox.
What I was gonna say, it's just another tool in the arsenal. You can never have too many of them.
The PTT button pushed good enough, but yeah, I'm a buy me a Gator Go box from a friend of mine. He's gonna sell it to me for about half of what one costs new, and I'm gonna start building it out and start with what parts and pieces I have, and then I think I'm gonna buy me one of those Yaesu 99 or 991 F1As or whatever the number is, the HF, UHF, VHF combo, and do some FOTA and have it set up where I can do some, maybe some disaster volunteering or whatever the case may be.
That's what I want to use that 706 I got for. It's all that, but in a little bit smaller package. But it doesn't have the band scope like the 991A or 991.